7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We know that Islam focuses on the ethical and moral development of everybody. Whether that person is a kafir, whether that person is a Muslim, whether that person is a Christian or a Jew, makes no difference. Islam promotes that a Muslim should act with individuals in a particular manner. Now, what is also important to understand, and this would be something that will be said fleeting in this program and obviously will be left to the experts in that particular field to discuss, is that when it comes to fiqh or jurisprudence and akhlaq or ethics, there is a difference, and some things, you know, cross over and some things don't. So, for example, certain things may be allowed jurisprudentially, but in terms of ethics, they will have effects on the person. Again, as I mentioned, this should be left to the experts. So the book that we would like to, you know, introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that deals with one of the most important sins to stay away from. It is also something that the line between doing it and not doing it is extremely thin. We may think that we are not doing it, where in fact we are. Therefore, it is extremely important to pay careful attention to this particular sin. That are we doing it? Are we not doing it? Not even to put ourselves in a particular place where the possibility of this sin takes place to be there. We should remove ourselves and distance ourselves from any such gathering or environment which leads or may lead us to perform this sin. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing this particular grave sin to our dear listeners. Inshallah, until then, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So as mentioned in our previous segment, that the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that deals with a very grave sin, and a sin that I'm sure most of us have, unfortunately, may Allah subhanahu wa forgive us, have, you know, done either hopefully not intentionally, either unintentionally or, you know, intentionally try to hurt somebody. The book is titled Backbiting. And again, that is a particular sin that the book obviously discusses. Backbiting, what is it? And so on and so forth. And just to put it out there and to make it clear what we mean by backbiting, or ghiba, as the Holy Quran puts it, is that it is a particular sin where a person mentions something about somebody else. Now, this is important. It is mentioning something. It does not mean that something is good or bad. It is just something. Whatever it is, it can be good, it can be bad, it can be neutral, it can be a physical defect, it can be a beauty, it can even be something that adorns that person. But that person is not present in that gathering, one. Two, that person does not like or does not want that to be told to anybody else, nor does anybody else need to know about it. So these are the two general conditions, right? Or, and if he knows and he comes to know about it, he will be upset. These are the three conditions when it comes to backbiting. So this book, Backbiting, was compiled, different hadith and so on and so forth, statements by the Peer Muhammad Ibrahim Trust, which is a trust in Pakistan. And obviously, therefore, the book was published in Karachi, Pakistan. And it's a very old book. There is no, or very unlikely, any physical copies left of it. But you can find it on alislam.org. It is available on their book list. And it was published in 1970, so 15 years before I was even born. But we see that this sin, even then, was something that was within the society, something that needed to be removed from society. When? Nearly, what? 50 years ago. That even then, this particular sin, and it will be the same until the Day of Judgment. That's how grave this sin is. So anyway, so this particular trust in the beginning of the book, in the introduction, mentions it. So obviously speaking about the verse of backbiting, which we will quickly recite for our dear listeners, which is in the 49th surah of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Hujarat. So chapter 49, Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 12. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ O you who have faith, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And do not spy on or backbite one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is the all-clement, all-merciful. So therefore, under this verse, and obviously discussing this verse, this particular trust mentions that the booklet Backbiting, it is hoped, will go a long way in eradicating the epidemic evil of backbiting prevalent in the modern times. When I speak in modern times, 1970, and consequently bring peace and enmity to mankind. So it's not something new, my dear brothers and sisters. Backbiting has been there, is here, and will be there. It is up to us to pay attention and to remove ourselves from this particular sin. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be mentioning or reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Ya ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه اتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم
O ye who believe, shun much suspicion, for lo, some suspicion is a crime. And spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Ye abhor that, so abhor the other. And keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is relenting, merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So without further ado, let us go straight into the book, A Backbiting, published by the Peer Muhammad Ibrahim Trust in Pakistan. And obviously detailing the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that backbiting, you know, is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. They go into it and they try to explain what this means. So they say eating of human flesh. Eating of human flesh or cannibalism is forbidden in Islam and is considered as a ghastly crime in the laws of modern societies. Apart from the physical injuries, the harmful effects that it has on the various organs of human being, or rather of the human being, surely shape his character. A cannibal can never be just and normal. A child born in the family of the cannibals, when he grows into a man, will be devoid of all sense of ethics. In the book, this is on ethics, so there's a mistake of ethics. He will be cruel in his conduct, oppressive in his behavior, and aggressive in his manners and style. Tenderness of the heart, gentleness of character, and moderation will be all will be of an alien nature to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove us from performing, or to remove us from any environment where even we can come close to performing the sin, and to give us the ability to pay attention to our own acts in order to stay away from performing this sin. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.